Charlie, where have you been the last 40 minutes, bro?
At a drug test place.
Yeah, I would drug test you too, actually, if I looked at some of your certain stage results.
The uphills, yeah.
Hey, but you know what's pretty good? You backed yourself up with an accountant. Everyone thought, you know, yesterday they had that stage in, right?
Yeah.
And you smoked everyone.
Yeah.
Today they neutralized it.
Yeah.
And you smoked a lot of people still.
Yeah, well, I crashed on that one today, which is a bit of a pain.
But, I mean, what I mean is you're in the podium, bro.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
And EWS is three-man podium. That's the real deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think it would happen this quick?
I didn't think it would happen today. I was really hoping to be in the top five today, but I didn't. I guess the last one, like...
No, I mean, this year, when you started the year, your goals were to podium. You told me that already.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you think it would happen this weekend?
No, the goal was a podium this year. But, like, this... To start the season, I just wanted to be, like, aiming for the top 10, you know, to start the season.
Tell me some stories about your bike on stage one.
Today.
I mean, the end of stage one.
Yeah, today it was full of ups and downs again. When I rolled out of the start, I realised my front tyre was on backwards.
Well, I just saw that.
So that was my first mistake. And then...
Did you look at your front tyre?
Well, I did on, when I was...
I mean, you came from Goodyear's, which is, like... They might have a name, Goodyear's, but they ain't very good if you're racing.
Well, these tyres, the specialised ones are mean.
Yeah. So do you even recognise the tread pattern yet?
Yeah, yeah, I know the tread pattern.
Because there's a tyre shortage around the world. How long have you been on specialised tyres for?
Since the start of the year. So, like, what's that, a few months, five months?
So you put your tyre on backwards and then?
Well, I didn't put it on. My tyre was on backwards. Because they're the mud tyres, it's kind of hard to tell which is front and which is back. So, I was like rolling out, I was like, oh, it's on backwards, but it doesn't matter, I'll just do stage two. And then did stage two, which is the first one today. And at the end, like just in that last pedally section, I just like must have clipped a rock. I couldn't get clipped in the whole day today because I was like...
Because you're not on crank brakes.
No, because I just realised I've got Shimano cleats on from when I was in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But we're running look pedals now.
Jesus, dude.
So
your tyre's on backwards, you wrapped your chain around your cassette, and you got the wrong cleats for your pedals. You're a fucking a newbie, aren't you?
I thought I'd figured it out, but obviously not.
For real? Is this actually the honest truth?
100%. Look, these are Shimano, and I'm running look pedals.
So and at what point did you not know they're incompatible?
No, so I thought they were the same, and then I just looked at them before, and they have a different curve on them.
Dude, you need a manager.
So I'm going to...
Yeah, Benno. Charlie needs a personal assistant, all right? You got
so
this?
Next week, I'm going to put the look cleats on these shoes, I reckon.
I'll hook you up some Crank Brothers shoes and pedals. All right, carry on. Yeah. So you crashed in the stage one, and then you've got
Well,
your
I didn't
bike.
Crash. I just blew up the rear mech and chain and had to run it over the line.
Well, you did crash. You went over the bars.
No, I kind of went over the bars, kind of off the track, but not...
That's a crash, Charlie.
Not. I didn't hit the ground. I kind of, like, saved it, ran. Northern was giving me advice. He's like, just breathe.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Okay, so, stage two.
So then... Stage three,
yeah,
which was stage two today. It was good, but after the neutral zone, I just lost focus for a minute and laid it down on one of the slippery routes.
So you lost focus when you had more oxygen.
Yeah, I reckon everyone today was saying it was just as hard or harder.
Yeah,
with the neutral zone.
Because you go harder before and after, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you function better under hypoxia.
I really like to ride like when you're hanging because then you just really conserve your energy. So you're only doing what you need to do.
Right. All right. And then at some point you must have had a good stage because you finished third today. So when did that happen?
Well, I guess it was the last one. Like yesterday I was sixth on stage one, and then stage two I think I was around 10th with the broken mech, and then stage three I think I was still in the top 10 somewhere with that little lie down, but it was a real quick one. And then stage four I just literally left it all on the track, and I felt so slow. Like it was.
It was really
hard today.
So when you say you're going hard but feeling slow, what is that?
Like just pedaling everywhere, like just pushing 110%, but just there's no rolling speed today.
Because your tyre was on backwards.
I was on mud tyres the whole day.
Yeah, and your tyre was on backwards.
Yeah, but it doesn't really fit the rolling speed, but yeah. I had the mud tyres, which I wanted to change the dries because I broke the mech. We didn't have time to change the tyres, so.
So you did a mech change and not a tyre fix.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Sounds like you need two mechanics and a personal assistant. And I'm still getting 15% for this year, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm the manager.
The thing is, I think...
So I need to hire you all these things.
So all this stuff goes wrong, but I think... every time I'm just resetting. I'm like, I get to the top of the stage, I'm like, all right, it's not the bike, it's me. It doesn't matter which way your tires are on, it doesn't matter what brakes you're running or anything. It's just, it's me who's riding the bike. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm going to go and try and do my best. And if you crash, you get back up as quick as you can and you keep going. So
it sounds like you've got it figured out at an early stage in your career, and it's put you on the podium, and congratulations for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you do to celebrate?
We're going to have some April spritzes, I think.
Yeah, we've had a lot already.
Yeah.
As you can see.
Yeah.
Another round. Nice one, Charlie. Well done, dude.